Now, with the beautiful weather, of course, it's the time of year when many people like to look bronzed and gorgeous as we shed layers of clothes and allow our bare arms and bare legs a little bit of breathing space after the long winter. But of course, some here in Ireland might say that we're obsessed with having a suntan. And we know that, we've mentioned it before, in fact, that sales of fake tan in Ireland per capita are well ahead of our European neighbours. But before there was such an obsession with fake tan here in Ireland, there was an obsession with having a natural tan, even if that came from a sunbed. And back in the 80s and 90s, sunbeds were incredibly popular. And it's only really in recent years that we're starting to see the damage that sunbeds can do. Well, my first guest this afternoon has first-hand experience of how dangerous sunbeds can be, to such an extent that she is spearheading a campaign to get them banned in this country. Her name is Laura Warren, and she's on the line now. Good afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, it's lovely to speak to you. Can you just take us back to why you started using sunbeds in the first place all those years ago?
Well, just by way of background, I'm an online nutritionist based in County Kilkenny. I help people to reboot their health and to lose weight. Most people probably recognise me from my Instagram account, Elite Living Nutrition. When I was growing up, I used sunbeds. We were encouraged to use the sunbeds before we went on a summer holiday. And so many people can relate to this, I suppose, Deirdre. It was to help give our Irish pasty skins a base, you know. If you went on a sunbed, you wouldn't burn as much on foreign holidays because their skin would be prepped with the base from the sunbed.
Yeah.
But looking back, of course, it couldn't have been any further from the truth. Back then, a huge percentage of people I knew were using the sunbeds, and there just wasn't the warnings that are there now. And unfortunately, as a result, I had a health scare recently. I was diagnosed with melanoma cancer stage 1A with very early vocal invasion into the papillary dermis. Now, that just basically means that the cancer was spreading into the second layer of skin, with three layers of skin in total.
Okay.
And the reason I got melanoma is because I abused my skin with sunbeds and the natural sun in my younger years, not understanding the dangers of the sunbeds or how they can cause melanoma. So hopefully by the beautiful people of the Kingdom of Kerry, by listening to this here today, they will learn from my experience, and I hope to deter a lot of people from sunbeds and the dangers of them, and of course to wear your SPF 50 plus broad spectrum stunning weather we're having.
Yeah, we'll come on to that in a moment, Laura, but it must have been a massive shock to be diagnosed with skin cancer. Did you find a mole, or how did it come about?
Yeah, in February this year, during the COVID emergency, I discovered the skin lesion hiding under the fold in my breast. I mean, I thought it looked very odd, you know, because we couldn't go anywhere then during the pandemic. I guess I parked it in my head, and maybe because a little bit deep down I was scared of the outcome, so I buried my head in the sand a little on it. So in February then this year, I was collecting my monthly skincare products from Genesis Clinic in Waterford. I've been getting my skincare products there for 20 years, and while I was there, I just asked the doctor if she wouldn't mind throwing her eye over an unusual mole on my breast. So I popped up my sports bra, and I knew straight away, Deirdre, by her body language, that she didn't like the look of it.
Yeah.
She could see how worried I was, so she held my hand tightly, and she just said, "It's my problem now." She picked up the phone immediately to Dr. Liz Purcell, who is a plastic surgeon based in Naas, to have the lesion removed for biopsy as a matter of urgency. So it was just all in a flash. I was very, very scared. I was seen in the Beacon Hospital within 72 hours, having the mole excisioned out of my skin. And I could see the consultant marking it highly suspicious, superficial melanoma. So my whole life flashed in front of me. I could see right in front of my eyes then the little lesion was then put into a little clear container and been sent off to the pathology department in the Beacon Hospital. And I had to leave the hospital that day with 10 stitches in my breasts and a scar from my trouble.
My God.
And I literally couldn't believe it was happening to me. So
you got the all clear anyway, presumably.
Yes, they had to go in for, thankfully, they went in for a second incision. And that was just for a life assurance to make sure that no cancer cells didn't spread into other parts of the body. And then I was finally given the all clear then just after 5 o'clock. I'll never forget the day or the time, on the 28th of April, to say I was out of the woods entirely, and that the skin cancer had been completely removed. And so many people can relate to what I'm saying, you know. I mean, my story is not very unusual, I suppose, but that's the reason I'm here today, just to urge people to be aware of the dangers of the sun.
And Laura, am I right in saying, like, how old were you when you started using sunbeds? Were you in your teens or 20s?
Yeah, no, I would have been in my teens.
In your teens. Am I right in saying you were actually advised to go on them to help with acne at the time?
Yeah, I don't know, do you remember yourself back then? A lot of beauty salons had salons.
Oh, I do indeed, and I used them myself, yeah. Laura, and looking back on it now, I'm thinking, God, I must have been insane, but I was like you. I often used a course of sunbed sessions before going off to the sun and frying then for another 2 weeks. It just seems crazy now when I look back on it.
Oh, listen, when I look back, I feel so angry, you know. But in fairness, look, there's not as much awareness, there wasn't as much awareness as there is now. And back then as well, like, you'd go into a beauty salon, you'd get your eyebrows done, whatever you're getting done, and, you know, conversation would lead, one thing would lead into another, and you'd be talking about your holidays, and then the beauty therapist would say, why don't you go up on the sunbed for 10 minutes? And back then it was 10 minutes, because they weren't as strong as they are now. And, you know, if a beauty therapist is telling you to use the sunbed, you're not really going to think it must be okay. These thoughts don't come into your head. But, of course, we know now.
So much more.
And
tell us about your petition, because you want to get them banned completely in Ireland. And I believe they're banned in quite a few countries in the world, including Australia, already.
Yeah, they're banned in Australia and New Zealand, banned them for commercial use a number of years ago. And I guess because of my journey, I've been on with my cancer scare, I decided to start a petition to ban sunbeds in Ireland to help stop melanoma cancer. And also, Deirdre, to try and stop other families and people in Ireland from going through the nightmare I went through in my family. The emotional effects of cancer is very, very hard for anyone to understand unless you've walked in their shoes. But I see the positive in everything. So for me, cancer has been a positive thing. I feel more gratitude in life for everything I have. I feel closer to my family. And most importantly, I've educated myself now even more than ever about the dangers of the sun and the sunbeds pose. So my petition has obviously struck a chord with people, and I've been overwhelmed at the response to it. It's only been live for 2 weeks and has already reached just a little under 1,000 signatures without me really doing any promotion on it.
That's incredible. And who would have the ultimate say in banning the sunbeds? What governmental department or have you ascertained that?
Yeah, the Minister for Health, and the current law on sunbeds in Ireland is now controlled by law in this country under the Public Health Sunbeds Act 2014. And that was signed into law on the 24th of June 2014. But the reality of that legislation is it's not being policed effectively. And sunbeds are still not being banned despite their clear link to skin cancer. So my plan is to raise as much support as possible and then maybe present a petition to Dáil Health Committee to see if we can bring a bit of pressure to bring out political change. I can't think of a single good reason why any political leader would not want to do everything they can to stop the rise of melanoma in Ireland. So maybe a display of people power will help to push this in the right direction.
And how can people sign the petition if they want to do so, Laura?
I'd be delighted if people, if they feel strongly about it, they could pop over to my Instagram page, Elise Living Nutrition, and the link is there in my bio to sign the petition.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, I think you're doing something very positive, and you know, something good has come out of a very scary experience for you personally, Laura. It could have been an awful lot worse. I'm so glad that you're okay, and fair play.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, fair play for channeling this in the right direction and making people think. So as if there's anyone going out in the sunshine today, of course, we must remember that the natural sun can give you sun cancer too, or skin cancer too. So I suppose you'd advise people to take it handy as we head into a warm weekend.
Look, I mean, the weather is beautiful. I'm not telling people to advising people to stay out of the sun. What I would advise is certainly what the Irish Cancer Society have advised on their website. Stay out of the strong sun between the hours of 11 and 3 p.m. in the day. Use a broad spectrum factor 50 plus face and body. Protect your head with a wide rimmed hat, UV sunglasses. Just be sun smart. You know, we need to protect the future of our children and the next generation. Stay off sunbeds. My story could have been a hell of a lot worse. And unfortunately, it's not over entirely, as my I have to get continuous skin checks for the next 5 years. I have to take a regular vitamin D supplement. I have to have mole mapping in a few weeks. So it doesn't just end there. And I know that if I had to hear somebody when I was younger, you know, like me, telling their story, I'm 100% it would have deterred me. I can't believe I went through it. And
yeah.
I really, really hope that your listeners will learn something here from today.
Yeah.
You can still enjoy the sun, but just be sun smart. It's the sun smart code. And a tan isn't everything. A tan skin is a damaged skin. So just keep that in mind as well.
Exactly.
You know?
And there's so many good fake tans out there now. Listen, Laura, we let you go, but I think you did something very positive today by agreeing to share your story with us. And we wish you good health in the future. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Deirdre.
Bye-bye. That's Laura Warren there. You'll find her on Elite Living Nutrition on Instagram if you want to look her up, and that will guide you towards where you can go to sign the petition. So now I'm putting my hands up. I was that soldier like Laura. Back in the 80s, I definitely was on sunbeds. Not every other week, but a good few times. Usually, like, we were sold the idea that you needed a base tan before you went off on your sun holiday. And I remember going for courses of sunbed sessions. There was loads of places in Tralee doing them at the time, but I suppose we didn't know any better at the time. Now we know a lot more about the damage of both the natural sun and the artificial rays that come through on the sunbeds. Do you think they should be banned, or is there still a place for them? 083 300 3300 if you've